Can Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
Hey, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with us on the board today, we have Vaughn. Hey, Vaughn, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Getting ready to do a great show here today.
Yes.
That's all good. So I'm happy to be here today. Do you have Lynn on the line yet? Hey, Lynn.
Hi, Lenny.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay. I need help. My sprinkler's leaking all over the street again.
No way.
Yeah, oh well.
That's craziness.
I know. What are you going to do? So how's it going there? Good?
It's going good. We're all good. We're all getting ready to do a great show.
Oh,
got a
good.
Lot of good stuff. Had a really good support group this morning online. So that was really nice. It was all good. I got
listeners?
To see some... Excuse me?
Do we have new listeners?
Oh, yes. We have Jan from New York. We have Betsy from New Jersey. And we have Eric from Clearwater.
Oh, welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, so...
Oh, man.
Yeah, like I say, there's always plenty of room around the caregiver table for more listeners.
I'm excited about the show.
Yeah, I am too.
It sounds really good, Lenny.
Yeah, we got some great people on today.
Yeah.
All right, honey. I will talk to you later. Can't wait till you're back in the station.
Me too.
Hopefully soon.
I hope so. Yeah, all right, honey.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so we have some fabulous guests on the show today. We have Tina Scallon, who is the ultimate caregiving expert. And we also have Sherry Gruden, who's going to talk to us about hearts and hope. But right now, we have Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hi, Linda.
How are you today?
I am wonderful.
It's so great to talk to you. Tina and I hooked up on Facebook, and Tina is the ultimate caregiving expert. And we need all the caregiving experts we can get in this world, that's for sure. And I just happened to participate in an article she did about caregiving during COVID. And I said, hey, you got to be on the show. So,
well,
Tina.
I am honored.
Well, I'm so glad you're here because you've dedicated your life's work to serving others in caregiving. So tell us a little bit about what the ultimate caregiving experience is and a little bit about yourself.
Well, the ultimate caregiving expert started about 4 years ago. I am a caregiving consultant and coach, and really I ended up helping busy professionals focus their work on peace of mind so they could help their loved ones. I'm now doing virtual assistants for entrepreneurs that are taking care of their loved ones. I'm doing coaching and consulting. I started a business called Independent Living Services back in 2000 and serviced from Louisiana all the way to Destin, Florida.
Wow.
And I had anywhere from 25 to 35 employees and took care of many, many people for 25 years.
And so what made you make the change?
Well, back in 2012, it was getting really hard to find experienced, knowledgeable caregivers. And when you went on the internet to find information on caregiving diseases, you name it, for caregiving for your loved ones, you really couldn't find anything, and it took you several hours just to get the information.
Right.
So I decided to put it all on one site, and now whatever caregiving needs, I'm putting that on my website.
Yeah, and I think that's what all of us are doing together, trying to get that information out to caregivers. You know, a few years ago, I was doing a lot of speaking engagements, and at the end, caregivers would be waiting online to ask me a question, and they don't have time to wait online. They're lucky they got out of the house. So at that time, I wrote a book called Connecting Caregivers, Answers to the Questions You Didn't Know You Needed to Ask. And I had 15 professionals write the book with me. So each one wrote a chapter on their expertise, whether it was living communities or VA benefits or whatever. And then I followed every other chapter with a heartfelt story because the information is so needed. And sometimes doing those searches, it's just so dense that you can't find anything.
No, I agree with you, 100%.
So, how did your early life prepare you for your role as a caregiver?
Well, my family had many health problems, and I was always in the doctor's office, hospital, or any other medical facility. And when I was 14, I decided to become a candy striper.
Oh.
And then... And then from there, I ended up getting my medical business administration degree.
Wow.
And then I decided to dedicate my life to caregiving because I was always the ultimate caregiver.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you wrote The Ultimate Compassionate Guide to Caregiving, correct?
Yes, I did. And it actually started out as a training manual for my employees, and it followed everything that I would do the work myself. And then when I gave up my business when I was in Louisiana, and then when I transitioned to Florida, so many clients were calling me saying, I don't want the caregiver, I want you.
Yeah.
I want you to teach me how to take care of my husband. I want
right.
you to teach me to take care of my wife. So we were going back and forth, and I said, you know what, I'm going to put it in a book and then I'll send it to you. And it was kind of like a joke, but it has helped so many people take care of their loved ones in the home, because, I mean, it is hard to find good help these days.
It is, and many times you don't know where to start, you don't know where to go. You don't know, you know, people don't even know how to get a diagnosis sometimes, never mind take the steps further from that. And the caregivers that come to the support group all the time, even like the support group I did this morning, they're starving for information. They're starving for information, and just being together and talking, we can come for some solutions.
Wow, that's what it's all about, and I am so thankful that I've met so many wonderful caregiving experts that can help, and that is one of the reasons why every couple of months I put a roundup of all the experts in the field to help caregivers, because it is so needed.
Well, that was so wonderful what you put together there. How many people were in the group? 26, was it?
26.
And it was great information for everybody, but short and sweet, too, because caregivers can't have too much to have to deal with. You know, I do my Tuesday tip every week, and it gets thousands of views because it's 2 minutes.
And that's what it needs to be, short, sweet, and simple.
Yeah, caregivers don't have a lot of time. So what do you think the three biggest elements of caregiving are?
Emotional, physical, and financial.
Mm.
Most important things. I mean, the emotional part, caregiving can be super rewarding, but other parts can be overwhelming, confusing, disorganized.
Yeah.
And in my experience, you need to have patience.
Yes.
Grace, tactfulness, and organizational skills. And if you can get that down, you can do anything in caregiving.
Go ahead.
For the physical part, caregiving is very exhausting, but with rest, you can overcome anything. And my favorite thing as a kid, when I was a caregiver and still am sometimes, you have to sleep when they sleep. You have to do things on
their schedule,
loved one's schedule. Absolutely. And then last, for financial, it could definitely be scary because caregiving can happen very quickly. I mean, one minute you're healthy and the next minute you're in the hospital and not knowing what to do.
Right.
And there's so many wonderful organizations. I mean, the first place I tell everybody to start with is case management. And then from there, counsel on aging. And if you can't go in from there, volunteers at churches and different financial organizations, but if you can prepare, long-term insurance is the best way to go.
Yeah, yeah, most definitely, because, you know, we're living so much longer than we ever did before.
Yeah,
now, how many people are living to 100? It's not a rare thing to hear today as it was years ago. So we need to, there's a lot of preparation in here. And, you know, and as far as the emotional preparation, I think part of that is the hardest. And it's just learning how to approach things. I was working with a caregiver recently, and I felt every time she was talking to her mother, she always raised her voice. And I was like, do you realize? And she didn't even realize she was doing it. I said, if you could just bring down your octave a little bit, and when you talk to your mom, if you could sit down next to her and look into her eyes instead of be walking around the room while you're talking to her, I really think you would get a whole lot further.
Yeah, you have to be calm, you have to be patient, because when you're not feeling well, it's hard to deal with anything. And
well, and they feed off of however you're feeling.
Exactly.
So, you know, I set timers, alarms on my clock. So at 2 o'clock, an alarm rings. It tells me, Linda, you need to stop, you need to take a breath, and you need to say a prayer. Well,
oh, absolutely.
It's so simple for us to do that with all the, you know, we all got our phones today, and with all the little alarms, to set an alarm a couple of times a day just to stop as the caregiver for yourself and breathe.
Absolutely, because, I mean, without taking care of yourself, you cannot take care of your loved ones. And this day and age, with the millennials and the sandwich generation, I mean, we have so many things. I mean, children are taking care of parents. Parents are taking care of grandparents.
Yep.
And you have to know to take care of yourself first.
Oh, and you know, especially with this COVID, we have caregivers that are home and their loved ones can't go out and their kids are out of school and there's no camps and, you know, there's a lot going on.
Well, the biggest thing that ever got me through caregiving, whether it was taking care of an Alzheimer's patient or someone with congestive heart failure, was laughter.
Yeah.
For me, when I needed to take a break, to watch something, to read something, just keep yourself centered and focused with, you know, things that make you feel good.
Yeah, yeah. So what are the things you need to know if you are, or, you know, if you're a family caregiver or you're about to become a family caregiver?
Number one, get organized and inform, and get informed with other family members to know how things are going to be paid for. Get information on your local and state laws on caregiving. Take care of yourself, number one, by eating right, exercising, getting enough sleep, and join support groups. Especially with COVID right now, there's so many wonderful support groups online that you can just sit down and listen to a little podcast, go to a support group, and it helps immensely. But the tips that I have if you are becoming a caregiver is, number one, keep your physician aware. Ask questions about prognosis. Study up on the diagnosis and know what to expect.
And make sure your physician talks to you. If they're not giving you answers, you need a new physician.
Well, not only that, that's another reason why I started my website, because a lot of people come to me and say, Tina, I don't have the slightest idea what congestive heart failure or Alzheimer's is. Can you help me? Can you figure this out? Can you make sure that I'm taking the right medication and that my doctor can, you know, communicate with me? And I do help with a lot of things like that. But another thing, too, is write everything down in a notebook.
Yes.
You know, you have to be informed and write everything down.
Yeah, because you're not going to remember everything anyway. And I always say lots of times when you go to the doctor's office, or if you're having a one over the computer or Zoom or whatever, have somebody else with you. Because, you know, I would take my mother to the doctor. She's going through a tough time. Like the day I went into the doctor's office with my mother and he said she had cancer, I didn't hear one word he said after that. Right. All I heard was cancer. Right. I didn't hear one other word. So going through these situations many times, it's good to bring somebody with you or ask your doctor if it's all right if you tape record it, because you're not going to remember everything.
No, not at all. And they don't have time to sit down and repeat and write things down for you. You have to, the recorder's a great idea.
Yeah, I hear you. And keeping that notebook is very important. It's very important for what's going on now, and it's also very important if, God forbid, something happened to you and someone had to come and step in your shoes.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, every caregiving case I've been through, you'd walk into the situation, whether it's your own family members or if it was someone that you were taking care of, you know, outside the home. Organization is key. I come up with an organizational planner that if you walk in, you can write everything down, and I don't care if it's from your fifth grade communion all the way to your burial plot. It's all in one place.
Yeah, and that's very important. And when we keep that information, too, I think some of the information that we forget to put in our books is some of the daily habits for our loved one. Because if our loved one has dementia and they like to eat their Cheerios every morning in a red bowl, and someone else comes in and gives them the blue bowl, you know what's going to happen.
Exactly. And that is good. I mean, you have to write your little quirks of your loved ones, because it helps to make things a lot easier.
Yeah, I had another person who, her dad loved to watch The Price is Right on TV, but he hated The Voice. Because he could just see from everybody jumping around what was going on. And the caregiver that came in to care for him kept putting the volume on. And he kept getting upset. And they couldn't understand why he got upset. Well, they didn't know.
Yeah. They didn't know.
So you have to help the people that you bring in. You have to help them be good caregivers. You have to give them the tools and the information, too.
Well, and like I said, things happen so quickly. I mean, most caregivers are anywhere from say their 30s all the way into their 60s, and you don't know what's going to happen. So having this in notebooks or a binder is key.
Yeah, and sharing the information with your family is key also, because if they don't know what's going on, they don't know how to help you, or they don't know what you're going through. You know, many times you have family members that are out of town, so they can't come over and do hands-on care, but they could help maybe pay some of the bills. Maybe they could do the paperwork. Maybe they could pay for some respite care for you. So
exactly, because respite care, I mean, everyone needs a break sometimes.
Yeah, so tell our listeners, what are some of the signs to look for with caregiver burnout?
Feeling tired, even if you've had a great night's sleep, your immunity is starting to go down, you catch infections quite often, you get exhausted, you have feelings of worthlessness and helplessness, you don't care about your needs any longer, and you gradually start to neglect yourself. And then
I see that with the caregivers. They take their loved one to the doctor, but they never go to the doctor.
No, and they don't even, they get to the point where they can't even relax, even if they take 10 minutes for themselves, they're a bundle of nerves. And that's not what needs to be done. You need to give yourself a break. You need to recognize the signs of stress and fatigue and really get some proper sleep and take care of yourself. Get that physical yearly.
And don't feel bad about asking for help, because many people think, oh, if I ask for help, it makes me look weak. No, it makes you look strong when you ask for help.
Absolutely. And set realistic goals. I mean, you have to educate yourself in order to know things that can help you. I mean, once you educate yourself, there's so many tips and tricks that you could learn if you know what's going on.
Yeah. And don't be stuck with what you think the outcome should be. Because the outcome many times is not what you think it should be. And if you get stuck on that, you're going to miss something that could make it easier for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, because we get so involved. You know, I always say to caregivers is to sit down and make a list of some things you can accept help with. And then when your neighbor comes over, you just pull out the list and say, hey, could you mow my lawn? Your neighbor says, yeah, I've been asking you for 9 months. You know, because people want to help you. That's why they're asking to help you. But if you keep saying no to them, then they feel like they're getting into your territory, and then they stop asking and they stop coming by, and then you're crying that you're all by yourself.
Well, you have to ask for help, and that is why I'm so glad. I mean, pre-COVID, there was lots of support groups at hospitals and different places and local churches. But now, with COVID, you know, you don't really know where to go, but there's plenty of support groups online that you can, you know, go to, Zoom, Skype, the whole nine yards.
Well, I actually met with two caregivers the other day, and we just took a walk in the botanical gardens and chatted. So they had a little break. I had a little break. It was a beautiful botanical gardens. We were able to, I don't know if I like the word so much social distance. I think we should call it physical distancing.
Yeah.
Because social distancing makes it sound like I'm not even talking to you. I think that sounds a little scarier. Physical distancing it makes more sense to me. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%. I mean, but it's all learning. It's all learning curve right now. Nobody really knows what's right and what's wrong.
Right, right. But we need to take the time that while we have this time to make the best of it also, because there are opportunities right now that wouldn't be around. You know, maybe you'd be working full time and you wouldn't have that much time to spend with your loved one.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the reasons why I started my website, so I could help people from coast to coast. I had a client last week in Colorado, and her mom was in New York, and she didn't know what to do, and I was able to help both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough when you're a long-distance caregiver. That really makes a difference. If you can reach out to somebody and they can give you some direction. And for people that are long-distance caregivers, too, when the next time you go visit your loved one, get to know their neighbor if you don't know their neighbor already, because their neighbor's going to tell you everything that's going on that your mom or dad doesn't want you to know.
Exactly.
And you need to know about that stuff. So it's okay. Get to know their neighbors, and you know, and then you just have another set of eyes that is watching also when they realize that.
Well, that was one of the things, for the last 6 years, I actually taken care of four different family members, and that was the first thing that I did. I made sure that I knew who the neighbors were, what the friends were doing, and I wrote everything down.
Yes, it's all good. Well, it was great having you on the show today. Where can our listeners find you?
You can find me at theultimatecaregivingexpert.com. Or you can get in touch with me by my email at Tina Scallon, TenaScallon, at theultimatecaregivingexpert.com.
And you're also on Facebook too, right?
I'm on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
I know. Wherever they'll take us, we'll be. And all this information will be on my website too. So thanks so much, Tina. I'm so glad I got to spend some time with you on the show today.
It was my pleasure, and if you need anything, I'm here.
Thanks, honey. Me too. Have a delicious day.
You as well.
And now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know the scoop. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back at Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Is the fear of falling keeping you from doing the things you love? Do you suffer from diabetic neuropathy or plantar fasciitis? VoxLife can help. Whether you're caring for someone you love or being cared for, VoxLife wearable neurotech helps your body reach its full potential. Proven to reduce symptoms of diabetic neuropathy and plantar fasciitis, VoxLife also reduces the risk of falling in adults over the age of 55 by 8 times. VoxLife is a safe, simple, drug-free solution that optimizes your neurology. The biggest breakthrough in wellness in 50 years. VoxLife offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. You can't afford not to try it. To learn more about VoxLife, go to www.voxlife.com/caregivers. That's www.voxlife.com/caregivers. They help my parents and they can help yours too.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute, take a deep breath, sit down, close your eyes if possible, and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yep, think about it, caregivers. And when someone asks to help you, say, all righty. So do we have Sherry on the line? Oh, not yet. Okay, I'm sure she'll be calling in any minute. So we have Sherry Gruden, who will be on the line in a minute or two. She is with PACE. But today she's going to talk about Hearts and Hope, which is a big fundraiser that's coming along with Better Living for Seniors. But before she there she is right now. Here we go. Ready to rock and roll. That's what we're going to be doing with this concert that's going on. So she's going to tell us all about it. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Joyful and grateful. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Crazy busy.
Oh, yeah. Every day I see you're doing something new with everything that's going on.
I know.
So explain to our listeners a little bit about Hearts and Hope and BLS, what it all is, so they get the groove.
Perfect. Well, Better Living for Seniors, we are an arm of the Area Agency on Aging, and our group, again, is a non-for-profit, and we are a group of professionals that volunteer our time and expertise to help our community of seniors and disabled adults. So that's the starting block. One of the committees under Better Living for Seniors is the fundraising committee,
mm-hmm.
and I'm the chairman of that. And what we do is we are tasked with raising money every year through a variety of events to bring necessities directly to our seniors and disabled adults in our area. And last year, we had our inaugural Hearts and Hope event. It was a live afternoon and evening of extraordinary entertainment and giving.
It was so much fun.
Yes, it was. We had wonderful food at Banquet Masters, and there was a bar. Our entertainment
was off the wall.
Off the wall. For everyone from international entertainers to our local entertainment here in Tampa Bay. And they're all friends of mine. How that happened is I have been part of the music community in Tampa Bay for probably 30 years. And my husband was a singer, songwriter, musician, Steve Gruden. And so throughout the years, I've continued with this musical family here. And you would be surprised at the type of talent that lives in our Tampa Bay area. So
yeah.
I reached out to my friends and I said, hey, we've got a fundraising event. Can you help? And I'm going to tell you that the musicians' hearts in this area are unreal. And
yeah.
they all said, absolutely, we're in. So they helped us raise at that one evening event. We profited $11,000.
Yikes.
It was huge for us for a first-time event.
Well, I know because I was on the committee before then, and we had done a chili cook-off, and we had done some other things, and we had raised money, but nothing like that.
I was astounded at the generosity of our community and how that worked, and everyone had such a great time. So they said, you got to do it again. Now, that was a lot of work.
Yeah.
We only had 4 months to do it because that's when I came aboard as the chairman of this committee.
Mm-hmm.
So we pulled a rabbit out of the hat. So they said, you've got to do it again. And we were gunning this year again for October at the same venue. And we were going to install different entertainment, except for we had the pandemic come
right.
through and that shut everything down. So I was brokenhearted and felt like we're not going to be able to do this. There's no way. We couldn't even plan this for October. We have no idea what it's going to be like then.
Right.
And a dear friend of mine, Becky Moultrie with Assisting Hands, she's been on your show before.
She's the bomb.
Isn't she?
Yes.
She's just amazing. She's amazing with her care for our community
yes.
and our seniors. So she really stuck up stick in my side and said, look, you can do this. Do it virtually. And I said, there's no way. By the time we pull this off in August or whatever, people will be back to work. And I didn't think we'd be able to do it. I am not technically savvy. I can organize and I have friends and connections.
Oh, I hear you.
But to do something like this virtual, that's a foreign language to me. My 14-year-old grandson is like, yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, okay, you could do it.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I can. But you know what? Provided to us were a new group of people on our committee that said, oh, we can do this.
That have other talents.
Yeah. So there we go. And then it took off. So Boy, I'm talking a lot, but
it's okay.
It's just so exciting.
This is talk radio.
You're right. So that's what it is. So this year we have virtual Hearts and Hope, and we are so excited. We have, again, international, national, and local acts that are going to perform, but it's going to be on a YouTube platform.
Okay.
So we don't have to social distance. We can sit in our recliners at home and watch the show.
Well, we could dance in front of our things here.
Yes, you are going to not be able to sit still. I'll promise you that for the acts that we have coming in. So what we decided to do, we were able to get a producer that knows how to work that technical platform.
Uh-huh.
And this year we were able to get John Wilson from Fox 13.
I love John Wilson.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
He and his wife are such philanthropists for our community.
Yes.
I was just knocked out that he agreed to do this with us. So he's going to be our master of ceremonies, our host for the evening. And so we're very, very excited about that. So you'll purchase a ticket, and a couple of days before the event happens, you're going to get an email with a link that you click on at the time of the event, which is August 7th, which is a Friday evening at 7 p.m. And the waiting room will be open at 6:30, and that's where you can learn about our sponsors. But at 7 o'clock, the event starts, and you'll be able to get up and dance in your living room or wherever you are, watch it on your phone, put it on your big screen TV, and enjoy the evening. We're going to have a live donate button on that as well. So if you are so moved to donate to our seniors, you click that button, and you'll be given some options on how to do that.
So, Sherry, tell me the money that was raised last year. Who got that money?
Oh, my goodness. Well, normally, we give that money that is raised out in the form of grants. However, this year, 2020, as we all know, has not been a banner year. And we found that we've got seniors and disabled adults in our community that are homebound, shouldn't be going into stores
right.
to purchase food, and they're in trouble. So the money that we raised last year, that $11,000, was donated to the Area Agency on Aging, which were able to take that money, hire restaurants to keep their staff when other restaurants were closing. They prepare meals, box them, and then they deliver them to our most needy seniors.
So important.
That $11,000 is today still feeding people in our community today.
Gives me goosebumps.
It's just been amazing. So we are so blessed to be able to do that, truthfully. And this year, once we raise the money at our virtual Hearts and Hope, we will see where it is most needed. The deal is that we fly this on the cheap. Seriously, I've worked for nonprofits for 20 years, so I understand about the value of a dollar.
Yeah.
So our costs are minimal, especially this year.
Yeah.
And so almost all of the money is going to go directly to helping provide necessities, whether this coming year it's going to be senior undergarments.
Whatever they need.
Your confidence pants,
yeah.
Whether it's going to be food, whether it's going to be nutritional supplies or support for groups, we're going to be able to do that.
You know, a lot of people out there don't realize how many people do need help. I mean, there really are a lot of people that need help, and a lot of us just don't realize that.
Let me tell you. As I was saying, I work in this community for the seniors as my professional job.
Right.
The Area Agency on Aging has a waiting list of over 5,000 people that are waiting for help
Wow.
And they can only pull around 30 people off of a waiting list a month.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Goodness. That is crazy.
That's a huge number, and that's just Pinellas County.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can make a little dent and do something for the future and just keep with the momentum we have and just help the best we can. That's what we're all out there doing.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either. I'm all excited. And people, when you buy your tickets, you can buy a ticket and make a donation at the same time. So I think mine was like $35. It's $10 for the ticket, $25 for the donation. But all the money goes to the same pot anyway. So you don't have to wait till the day of the show to, because you're probably going to be dancing. You're not going to have to look for your credit card or anything. So just do it when you buy your tickets. Just give that donation then, because you're going to want to.
And I'll tell you, at this event, we are also going to be featuring some videos that were given to us by our community sponsors or just somebody in the community, and showing us, giving us some hope as to what our community is doing to help others in this time. I know that when this first happened, a lot of us were saying, well, what? How can we help? What can we do?
Right.
And then we started seeing people making masks. And then we heard that nurses need scrubs. So people are starting to make scrubs. And I was really struggling as to, what can I do right now that can make an impact? I will tell you that donating to our Hearts and Hope event will make an impact.
Yes.
It is something that can be done. And you'll be inspired and moved and thought-provoked during this event. That is my hope, that when people watch these videos, that a lot of times we don't know what's going on. There are things that we just don't think about with communities, especially with those that are seniors that have Alzheimer's, and they can't go to a day center anymore.
Right.
Because a lot of them are closed. It's too dangerous. So they stay home, and we've got caregivers that are trying to figure out, what do we do with them?
Yeah.
So you'll see some examples of that that can help us think about what else is going on in the community and how we can help.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. I talked a couple of weeks ago about this. There's a thing called Radio Recliner. It's a pirate radio station run by real resident DJs from senior living communities. So there are a bunch of DJs that are living in different senior communities, and they started this pirate radio station, Radio Recliner. How
I
cool
love
is
it.
That?
I love it. Well, you know, music touches us all.
Always.
So that's a really awesome thing.
Yeah, you can call in, you can dedicate a song or a whole bunch. I'm trying to get them on the show. I think that would be fun.
I know it would be. That would be great.
So thanks, honey, for being on the show today and giving us this information. And where can people go to buy tickets?
They can go to www.blspinellas.org. And everything is right there.
All right. And all the information will be on my website, too, with the show for anybody that didn't write it down yet. Thanks so much, Sherry. I appreciate you as always, and I can't wait to see you soon.
Okay. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me on today. It's truly an honor.
No problem, baby. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And now it's time to hear from our wonderful partners, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and four theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. I can't wait till Lynn's back here to do this stuff. So this week we have a Behavioral Expressions in Dementia webinar sponsored by Arden Courts. It's Thursday, July 16th with guest speaker Rebecca Wilson. You're going to explore common types of behavioral problems, physical and emotional needs, and review how dementia impacts one's ability to process data. So there's a long URL to register for this. If you're interested, just send me a message to the website, and I will send you the URL, and you can RSVP. It's free of charge. Arden Courts always gets great speakers. And don't forget about the Hearts and Hope event. It's a fun event. We can dance with your loved one in front of the TV or the computer while the show is going on. So you can get your tickets to the virtual Hearts and Hope at blspinellas.org. And that information will be on my site. So somebody sent me a poem this week, which I want to read, which I think is just lovely. It's called I Remember You by Sandra Hedges. Looking into your eyes, I can sense that you are slowly leaving me. When I look into your eyes, here is what I can see. I see a mother, a sister, a friend, and a wife. Someone who used to be so full of life. I see laughter and love, humor and heart. I cannot bear to see your life fall apart. I miss our time together and our talks. I miss going shopping and taking our walks. Even though you do not always remember me, I know somehow that you remember how things used to be. I have left indescribable prints on my heart. I remember every moment with you from the very start. This disease has taken you away. I wish that forever you and your mind could stay. When your time comes, know that I will always care, and with my children, our memories I will share. I wish that your eyes would look as they did before this disease came, but now and forever, your beautiful eyes will never be the same. This is a tough disease that we have to deal with, and a lot of people are going through a tough time right now. One of the caregivers on my support group this morning said that her loved one wants to know, why am I here anymore? Like, what good am I? What use am I? What? And I suggested that maybe they make a scrapbook together and talk about when her mom was younger and she was in the Girl Scouts. And then go through her life and talk about the things she has done. Because a lot of that stuff she can probably still remember. And a lot of those stories you probably don't know about, or you haven't heard them all. And share that with them and show them that they have made a difference, even though they can't right now. It's so very difficult. But spend that time and enjoy the time with them. Another person said, I don't know what else. They want to do something to help somebody else. Well, there are a lot of programs where people can send letters to people in the military. So if you want to do that, just have your loved one make some cards up saying thank you for your service. You can send them to me and I will send them to the appropriate people. But when you set it up for your loved one, make it easy. Just go to the dollar store, buy a bunch of stickers and some colored paper. All the words have to say is thank you for your service or God bless America or anything like that. And we will actually take those letters and send them to veterans who really can use those letters. So that's another little simple way to do that. So be kind to yourself, caregivers. I know lots of times you're a lot harder on yourselves than you need to be. You know, nobody's perfect and nobody knows it all. We're all learning each day as we go along. So go over to a neighbor, see if you can help them out, call a friend, see how they're doing. If you have a family member that's taking care of a loved one in another state, find out where there's a massage parlor near where they live and just buy them a massage. Or order some food online and have it sent to them. Just do something nice for them because you probably do not realize what they're going through every single day. You probably don't have any idea what they're going through. This disease is full time. It never takes a day off and doesn't get better. So just go out and do something good for a caregiver. It's really very easy. Love you guys. Tune in again next week. We'll have another wonderful show. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Dark and full of clouds, and that old